Good evening and welcome to the Absolute TechNet. We meet here each Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and our net lasts up to 2 hours. All connection information is available on our website at absolutetech.org. The Absolute TechNet covers a broad spectrum of technology. All tech-related topics are open for discussion. If you're excited about something tech-related, bring it on. We want to hear about it. If you have a question about a project you're working on, feel free to ask the net. For those of you who just want to listen and don't have any tech comments or questions, we want to know that you're out there too. And we ask that when you check in, please state your call sign followed by check in only, no tech comments. This will keep the net moving forward and focused on tech. Transmissions should be fairly brief, but if brief is not possible, please use the Absolute Tech Facebook group to take your conversation further. We want to hear everything you have to say, so please remember that there is a 3-minute timer on most of the nodes and repeaters carrying this net. Also, try to leave a gap between the end of the last transmission and the beginning of yours. And please key your radio for a second or two before speaking so we can hear all of your transmission. We use NetLogger for this net, which is a great way to see the list of check-ins and to communicate with others via the AIM window. However, please be aware that we take voice check-ins only on this net. Now, let's get started with this edition of the Absolute TechNet. Please stand by for tonight's net controller.
All right, good evening and welcome to the Absolute TechNet. I'm your host, Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa. My name is Virgil and I'm located in Kentucky, and I'll be tonight's host, and we're going to be talking about digital life in or digital communications in a digital world, and so we seem to have lots of ways to connect compared to the good old days. So now let's venture on a little bit farther into tonight's Absolute TechNet, and we're going to start taking check-ins. Those that would like to just get on the list, in and out check-ins, we would need your call sign twice, slowly and phonetically, please. As the introduction was said, key your mic, wait about 2 to 3 seconds, and then that way all the systems can get connected, because we are connected several different ways this evening. So I'll take a break. And this is K4CUP Virgil in Kentucky, your net control. And so if you're out there and would like to just get in and out, be in and out check-in, we want to hear from you. But if you have a question, please let net control know. And let's get started with this session. So we're going to start looking for check-ins now at the break.
Kilo Charlie 1, Quebec, Extra Lima, KC1, QXL, in and out, no tech questions.
This is 0,
Quebec,
in and out, no tech
traffic. All right, we have... All right, we had some head-on collisions there. The last station there, standby. Let me pause here. I did hear a November Alpha, I think. So if your call was November Alpha or, okay, we got you. Okay, check-ins come now.
Kilo Charlie 1, Quebec, Extra Lima, KC1, QXL. In and out, no traffic.
November 7, Foxtrot Golf Papa. November 7, Foxtrot Golf Papa. In and out, no tech questions.
Kilo India 7, November Tango Kilo. Kilo India 7, November Tango Kilo. In and out, no questions, but I'll be listening. KI7 NDK.
Elo Juliet 7, Uniform Oscar Hotel. Kilo Juliet 7, Uniform Oscar Hotel. In and out.
J-A-6-N-E-I. You can go on America Six and don't media.
Kilo Oscar 6, Echo X-ray Juliet, in and out.
Let me grab it right there real quick, and we had a station, and I will let everyone know who we have on the list. And if you didn't hear your call on this round, please stand by, and we will get you on the list. Beginning at the top, I have Kilo Charlie 1, Quebec X-ray Lima. That is Derek in Vermont, Kilo Charlie 1 X-ray, or Quebec X-ray Lima. I have Kilo Alpha 6, November Echo India. Kilo Alpha 6, November Echo India. That's John. I have November 1, Uniform Mike Juliet. November 1, Uniform Mike Juliet. That is John. Then we had a station with Golf Papa. So if you're out there and you're... suffix ends with Golf Papa. Can you come now with your call sign?
Good evening, Virgil. This is Scott, N7FGP, November 7, Foxtrot Golf Papa, in and out, no tech question.
Okay, Scott, we got you on the list here, so thank you for being there, and good to hear you. So. All right, continuing on, we have November 7, Foxtrot Golf Papa. That's Scott, hold on a minute. Scott in Texas. Kilo, India 7, November Tango Kilo. That is Jim in Utah. Kilo, India 7, November Tango Kilo. Then we have Kilo, Juliet 7, Uniform Oscar Hotel. That is Mitch. In Arizona, Kilo Juliet 7, Uniform Oscar Hotel. Then we have Kilo Oscar 6, Echo X-ray Juliet. That is Mark. Kilo Oscar 6, X-ray, or Echo X-ray Juliet. I do apologize. And then we have November 5, Alpha Quebec Mike, M5 AQM. That is Michael. And we appreciate good to hear M5AQM checking in out there. Okay, that's all that I have at the moment. So any more in and out check-ins, come now, please. This is K4 Charlie Uniform Papa, Virgil in Kentucky, looking for in and out check-ins only.
Whiskey 8 Delta Kila Papa, Whiskey 8 Delta Kila Papa, in and out.
Traffic. Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Romeo Bravo. Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Romeo Bravo. Jim in Milwaukee, in and out.
Site in Lodi, Wisconsin. Just visiting, camping from Illinois. In and out. WA9SZM.
Kilo Delta 8 Lima Sierra Echo. This is Scott from about 35 miles west of Cleveland, Ohio. I am an in and out, no tech questions, but I am listening. So Kilo Delta 8 Lima Sierra Echo, and I will be listening. Break.
Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Romeo Bravo. Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Romeo Bravo. Jim in Milwaukee, in and out.
KB0UZT with a comment.
All right, okay. KB0UZT, stand by, and let me get these stations in and out, and then we get right to your comments, sir. So, all right, we have Victor Echo 5 Alpha Alpha Sierra. That is Rob in Saskatchewan. Whiskey 8 Delta Kilo Papa. Whiskey 8 Delta Kilo Papa. That is Dave in Ohio. We have Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Romeo Bravo. We have Whiskey Alpha 9 Sugar Zulu Mike. We have Kilo Delta 8 Lima Sierra Echo. So thank you all so much for checking in and out on tonight's Absolute TechNet. So KB0UZT from K4CUP. Go ahead, Jim, with your comment, sir.
Okay, just real quick, for those people who have Tempest weather stations, I've built a bash script, a couple of them, they work together in tandem, to pull data, and you can customize it with a template and get it to read out, you know, read out the weather information. So if anybody's interested in checking it out, it is as it is. It probably might have some errors, but it's working for me. At this point, and I'm good on QRZ, so if you're interested, go ahead and shoot me an email. I'd be glad to share it with you. KB0UZT.
All right, Jim, I appreciate the information, and KB0UZT from K4CUP, appreciate that. And you know, weather stations are a good add to the shack, you might say. You know, only thing that I've got on my wall here is a digital outdoor thermometer, you know, which tells me the barometric pressure and the inside and outside temperature. So that's about all that I have as far as the weather station. So I do need to do some upgrading. So I appreciate that from KB0UZT. This is K4CUP. Thank you for the information. So any more stations in and out or any other stations that might have a question or a topic that they would like to discuss. So come now with your call sign, please. This is Kilo 4 Charlie Uniform Papa.
Kilo 9 Romeo Uniform Kilo Rockford, Illinois, just in and out.
Kilo 9, Foxtrot Romeo Delta, Kilo 9, Foxtrot Romeo Delta, K9 FRD, in and out, no traffic.
Golf Mike Zero, Uniform Bravo, GM Zero, UEB, Graham here, and I'll listen to Scotland. No traffic tonight, Dave Virgil, great to hear you in the net, and I'm listening and learning. Thank you, Virgil.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Juliet. Alpha Delta 8, Mike Juliet, Allen in Northeast Ohio. Good evening there, Virgil. No tech comment.
Kilo Juliet 5, Delta X-ray Bravo, Frank. Kilo Juliet 5, Delta X-ray Bravo, Frank in Sugarland. In and out. Thank you.
All right, I'll grab it right there real fast. So appreciate the following check-ins. I have Kilo 9 Romeo Uniform Kilo. Kilo 9 Romeo Uniform Kilo. Thank you, Marvin, for checking in, and great to have you with us here tonight. I have Kilo 9 Foxtrot Romeo Delta Nathan, let's see. One of these guys' names. Okay, yeah, okay, got you. Kilo 9 Foxtrot Romeo Delta. Nathan, good to hear you. Next on my list, I have Golf Mate Zero Uniform Bravo. That is Graham over there in central Scotland. So thank you, Graham, and for checking in, and always great to hear from you there, my friend. So hope you and Miss Queen Helen are doing well. So Alpha Delta 8 Mike Juliet, that is Alan up in Ohio. Alpha Delta 8 Mike Juliet. Thank you, Alan, for checking in. And then we have Kilo Juliet 5 Delta X-ray Bravo, that is Frank. So thank you, Frank, for checking in. So great to have you all riding along with us here tonight on the Absolute TechNet. And so if you have a question, comment, or anything about this digital life that we're in now. And because it's a technology that I never would have ever imagined. I guess EchoLink is kind of the foundation of it all, and it's been around since about 2002 when it was first introduced, and man, it has grown beyond. So them roots up for EchoLink have really went deep, you know, and things. So we'd like to thank everyone for checking in. So let me go for look for some additional check-ins while we're looking for check-ins. So if you're out there and would like to check in to the Absolute TechNet, we want to hear from you. We need your call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. And if you want to give your name, that's helpful too. So check-ins come now.
Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Delta Tango. Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Delta Tango.
Kilo, all right,
Charlie,
we've got
Kilo, Charlie 9,
all right, we got Kilo Charlie 9. Kilo Papa Juliet, thank you for checking in. Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Delta Tango. Thank you, Garrett. So any more check-ins, come now.
This is Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Bravo Tango, KR4DBT. This is Jason. I'm in Tampa. Good evening, everybody.
All right, Jason, Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Delta Tango. We got you on the list, so we appreciate you being there. Or is it Echo Bravo Tango? Do we have the call right?
Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Bravo Tango.
Okay, we got you that time. Okay. Yeah, my logger man had it right, but the pen and paper had it wrong there. So, Jason, thank you for checking in there. All right, this is K4CUB, and I'm just going to kind of throw this question out there, you know, and if anyone wants to chime in on it, feel free to do so, and it's just a question. And so, you know, we just put it out there on the table. And the question is, does anyone that maybe, and even if you've already checked in, you can recheck if you would like to answer this question. But it relates to M17 and P25. I'm just kind of curious if anyone on the net does these operations and what platform do they use to run M17 and P25? So I'm going to put that question out there. If anybody would like to chime in and answer that question for me, because I would really like to try P25 and M17. So if anybody could assist Net Control with that, I would gladly appreciate it and everything. So, all right. Okay, with that, this is K4CUP. Do we have any more check-in stations that would like to, that have a question or a comment, or maybe you're just kind of new with amateur radio and you'd like to know more about it? So, we want to hear from you. So, this is K4CUP, Net Control. Handles Virgil. We're looking for check-ins. Come now. Questions and comments or in and outs.
This is N5 ZIQ, November 5, Zulu, India, Quebec. Maury down here in Houston. Howdy.
Hello, N5ZIQ. Lloyd, good evening to you, and thank you for checking in. And I asked a question there. I don't know if you heard it or not, but do you operate M17 or P25 by any chance there, Lloyd? I'm getting cut off.
K4CP, this is N5ZIQ. Back now.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Sorry for the interruption there. I kind of had an old radio on over here in the background that for some reason it keyed up, so I had to disconnect my echo link, and so now I'm on the all-star node. So hopefully I'm getting through. KM5Y, K4CUP, am I getting out?
KX7NTK here. You are getting out to All-Star.
Virgil N5ZIQ, I can hear you just fine on you're coming in All-Star 52879.
N9KGC, ACT, DPJ.
That would like to check in, that have a question or a comment. Maybe you're working on a project and need some help, assistance. Anybody, anywhere, we're looking for you. Come now. We're looking for questions and comments.
Charlie 7, Maggie Fox Echo. Dale out of Roseburg. Oh, Virgil, glad you're here.
KC7YFE, good evening, Dale. Thank you for checking in. And anything for the net tonight, Dale?
Really not much here, Virgil. Just having a nice day over here. Cloudy sky, clear sky, sunny. Really good and sunny. And had lunch with my club members. I've heard and I have yet to sit down and start remember to sit down and start playing around with my DMR system on any tone. I think about doing it, and it seems like it kind of gets pushed to the back burner, because of other things I've got, other things I may have coming up, and then I forget about it, and then I remember it, and something else comes up. Butts in the way of it, that's the ways of life, Anyway, Virgil, thanks for the net tonight. And, no, I've never used M17. I've heard about it, but never used it. And thanks for the net. I want to thank you and all the 11 cats and hosting this fine conference and everybody checking in and participating and even connecting up and furnishing
got it on my computer also, so I do apologize for the my voice here tonight. It's a little bit raspy, and it's due to the weather because Mother Nature doesn't know what kind of season that they want us Kentucky people to have, and so it's been
way below average as far as the temperatures here this week. So we're just right now, we've been in the early 60s about all week and mid-50s of the night. And that makes it rough on an old Kentucky boy. But I'm tough. But anyway, I've rattled enough. So, and maybe I'm just curious if anyone, how many people on the net tonight uses DMR and has tried DMR. So, and then I've got a few little new programs that I've been playing with too. So I'll bring them out here in a minute. So, all right, this is K4CUP. Your net control, looking for check-ins, people or stations with questions or comments or projects or anything like that, antennas. Let's talk some antennas tonight. Let's talk some HF radio. So that's what we're here for, so let's hear from you. K4CUP, looking for check-ins.
November 8th, Papa Charlie with a comment.
All right, N8PC, go ahead with your comment, sir, and thank you for... for being here, so go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, who is carrying DMR? I carry All-Star, Echo Link, DMR to Brandmeister, DMR to TGR, and I also carry D-Star YSF, as well as now trying to work on getting P25 NXDN and M17 attached. So, got quite a bit going on. And there's a lot of people out there that have DMR. And I use the Antone 878, 868 radios. So, works out good for me. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. N8PC, is it Brad? Thank you for that comment there. And you know, I get since some of these radios are so expensive, you know, I use a lot of computer programs and I'm wanting to kind of kick Windows to the curb and go all Linux here if all is possible. And I know some of the platforms that I do use on Windows can also be run on Linux. So I've just got to learn Linux, you know. And I've been reading a little bit on Linux, because I think it's in September coming this year, September coming up this September, Windows 10 is not going to offer any more updates. I don't guess that means that it will be extinct, but you know, I guess the new Windows of 11, you know, that's already out there. I don't know nothing about it, but I'm either going to have to kick myself in the rear and get myself in gear. Let's see, K4CUP, I noticed that something kicked me off there.
Okay. Well, just to let you know, Windows 10, will not have any more updates. It doesn't mean you can't continue to use Windows 10. It just means there's no more updates as far as patches to the software. You'll still get security updates. You'll still have antivirus updates and everything. You'll still be able to use Windows 10. You just won't handle patches in the software itself. It doesn't mean you have to get rid of something just because it's not available for updates anymore. There's a lot of people still out there running Windows 98, Windows 7, and so forth out there. So Windows 8 is still running out there. Just because they don't support it anymore doesn't mean you still can't use it. So, and there's a lot of software out there. A lot of people that's ran Windows, and once you go to Linux, they usually go to Linux, what they call Mint. And my suggestion is watch a lot of videos up before you make that decision. And make that jump and go from there with it. N8PC, back to the group.
All right, N8PC, K4CUP, thank you for that. And, Yeah, you know, I still have my old Windows 98 collecting dust over here on the shelf. And, man, that thing hasn't been played in years. But I bought that thing brand new. Like dropped right off at the front door, you know, of the house and everything. So I was kind of super excited to get it whenever I did get my Windows 98. But you know, I go on back to the Commodore 64, which I don't have none of that system left. But I used to have a Commodore 64 computer, you know. And of course, you know, it's might seem like it's a dinosaur, but hey, if it's still capable of doing what it needs to perform, then you know I'm all for it. So appreciate that there about the Windows 10, because you know I'm not that tech savvy, tech smart when it comes to having to learn a new program. So that's why I guess I'm an iPhone guy. I'm not trying to stir the pot or anything for all Android users and things like that. But you know, it's like I cut my teeth on the iPhone, and that's about the only system that I know how to operate there. So, all right, let me look for some check-ins. This is K4CUP, Net Control. All right, the station that had six in it there, I didn't get your call, and my logger guy didn't get the call either. So I got you, Roy, KI7PKL, got you. So there was a Kilo 6 station. Can you give me your call again, twice slowly and phonetically, please?
Kilo Golf 6, Papa Romeo Mike. Kilo Golf 6, Papa Romeo Mike.
Net Control, this is Kilo Golf 6, Alpha Alpha Quebec. Kilo Golf 6, Alpha Alpha Quebec.
All right. Thank you, Jane.
Control. Net Control. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Charlie Echo. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Charlie Echo.
Good deal. All righty. We got Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Charlie Echo. We have you. We have Kilo Golf 6, Alpha Alpha Quebec, KI7PKL. That's Roy, and Kilo Golf 6, Papa Romeo, or Papa Romeo Mike. So thank you, gentlemen, for coming and checking in with us. And we appreciate you being there. And I'm going to go ask KI7PKL a question, or ask if he has any information concerning any topic here tonight. KI7PKL, K4CUP, have you went to the dark side yet there, Roy?
I haven't. And I'm sorry, I forgot to say I didn't have any anything really going on here. I was watching this giant rocket launch just as I was checking in. Staged, okay, give us a minute, we'll see if it blows up. Actually, I don't know what the topic is today either. Back to you,
KSM, BKL. Okay, Roy, I was just talking a little bit of digital. The DMR, M17, P25, Fusion, and things like that, you know. It's something, I mean, you know, it's been around for a few years now, you know, and it seems like it's been getting to catch on a whole lot. And myself, I've been doing a lot of DMR lately. I've been hanging out on Talk Group 91, and you know, and I've talked to a few people that, you know, that I've heard on Echo Link and a few others, you know, that we've just kind of I think they live on DMR Talk Group 91 there, you know, because a lot of times when I turn on that Talk Group in 91, the same people, you know, that was there yesterday is there today, and you know, and I guarantee it turns out tomorrow, they'll be there tomorrow. So, and, you know, and I've discovered that Talk Group 91 has been, is a very popular channel for DX, and because you never know, it's like popcorn, you never know what kernel is going to pop next, you know, so, and everything. So appreciate you there, Roy, and we want you to come join us on the dark side there sometime, you know, in that digital mode radio, or in the DMR room, or just wherever the path may lead you there. So appreciate you, KI7PKL. All right, KG6PRM, Lawrence, K4CUP, anything for tonight's net?
KG6PRM. Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple comments, but since you're mentioning DMR, that's kind of where I got started. And if you like 91, check out 93, North America, and check out 3100, which is, you know, kind of all of the United States. They're also really nice talk groups. But I wanted to comment about Linux. I've been running Linux since the XP days, and I've been probably running Linux Mint for about 10 years. And, you know, if you want to check it out, you can download the image. It's free. You put it on a flash drive, and you boot up the flash drive, and you can, it'll run off the flash drive, and you can totally test it out, make sure it's compatible with your system, and you'll find that it's very similar to Windows. If you know Windows, you know, you'll find your way around Linux Mint. It's very user-friendly, and, you know, if you try it that way and you like it, you can go ahead and install it on your computer. And, you know, like I say, I've been using it for years. It's great. So, yeah, the heck with Windows. And Windows keeps getting worse and worse. So, Linux, you know, they respect your privacy and all that. Anyways, for all you guys out there, check it out. That's all I got to say. KG6PRM is done, and back to NetControl.
All righty, KG6PRM, K4CUP. Well, I appreciate that information there, you know, about putting it on a flash drive or jump drive and running it that way, you know. So it's kind of, you know, like the free trial version, you know, that you usually get with some of these things that they had to offer. So I appreciate that information, and I did make me a note of it there. And I've got the Linux Mint wrote down here on my little pad. And so, you know, I'm going to be I'm not going to dive in all too deep, you know, not right now, you know. So, like I said, I'm not that smart when it comes to doing a lot of the programming for some of these. And I guess that's why I kind of go down the easy road, take the easy path, you know, and use a lot of apps like GeorgeStar and Peanut and All-Star, you know, all those app formats that are in app form that, you know, that will run on the iPhone system. And only thing about the GeorgeStar app, you know, it costs you, it's about $20 a year for that app. And Peanut is now out on the iOS system, and I did talk to PA7LIM the other day, and so if you have that on your iPhone, that's getting ready to be a new update's coming to Peanut, and at no charge whatsoever. It's going to be completely free. So and appreciate PA7LIM for that information there. So with that, let me take a break. And this is K4CUP. And I did mention Peanut, which, you know, is an application that you put on your Android devices and on your iOS systems. And so I've been, and you can also put it on your computers and run it with that platform also. And It's got Peanut is a digital out kind of, you know, it's got a little bit of it's got a little bit of mix in all of it, you know. It's got a little bit of DMR, it's got a little bit of anything that's digital, you know, can be found there. And maybe if Graham is still listening, I think they have a group that they run Peanut on his net on Fridays where he does the worldwide amateur net there, you know. So if Graham, if you're listening and you want to chime in on that, you can let me know. But I'm thinking that, you know, and there are just multiple rooms that you can go in and it's a free download. It's not the complete package, but you know, it's there for anyone that feels free to use it there. So this is K4CUP. And as far as the Peanut download, you can find that on P8 Papa Alpha 7 Lima India Max website there, and you know, and so you can go to his website and download these programs that he has to offer too. So like I said, Peanut's free, and if you're into digital like slow scan, they've got a slow scan room where that you can do slow scan through your PC. They've got CW rooms. They've got CW rooms. They've even got a POTA room there, you know, so I don't know how many. I've never heard anybody in the POTA room, but it's there for anyone that would like to participate, you know. So you can actually do POTA by using the platform Peanut there on your phones or on your computer. K4CUP, I'll take a break, and we're going to look for some additional check-ins. All right, this is K4CUP, Net Control, looking for check-ins, stations that have a comment or a question. Anything tech-related tonight, we want to hear from you. So this is K4CUP, your Net Control.
I'm in from
Kilo Juliet 5 Kilo Uniform X-Ray, Ricky from Houston, in and out.
KR4CDT with a question.
All righty, we got a couple of comments. I heard the first one, but I didn't get your call. Let's see, I don't even know where. Okay. See, I got Ricky. I didn't get your call, Ricky. I need your call. And then I've got KR4CDT with a comment. So, Ricky, can you give me your call again, please?
This is Kilo Juliet 5 Kilo Uniform X-Ray. Kilo Juliet 5 Kilo Uniform X-Ray, Ricky. Thank you.
All righty. Okay, Rick. We got you on the list, and thank you for checking in. Kilo Juliet 5, Kilo Uniform X-Ray. Thank you for being there. All right, there was a station. I've got two comments. I didn't get the first station because it doubled with Ricky. And so if that was you, stand by. KR4CDJ, go ahead with your comment.
Kilo Romeo 4 Charlie Delta Tango.
Go ahead with your comment.
This is Kilo Romeo 4 Charlie Delta Tango, wondering if you could listen on satellite even if you don't have a specific satellite antenna.
You know, I don't know. I don't do any satellite work. So can anyone help KR4CDT? Can anyone monitor satellite transmit signals? I guess that would be the question. So I'm going to throw it out there to the tech team or anyone on the net with a comment with help for Garrett here. So come now with your call sign if you know that you can receive satellite transmission.
November 8th, Papa Charlie will come.
All right, N8PC, go ahead there, Brad, and go ahead with your comment. K4CUP.
Yes, sir. To answer the gentleman's question, yes, you can receive satellites even on a rubber ducky antenna. You just have to make sure to aim it toward the satellite as it arcs over. You can use a 2-meter 440 beam, such as the airline antenna for 2-meter and 440. You can use any beam antenna, really. You can even use one of the tape measure beams for 2-meter and that. And all you're doing is just receiving a signal. The only thing you got to do is you got to vary your receive frequency because of Doppler shift. So it does tend to have it as an arc over. If you watch a good video from Randy, K7AGE, K7 Alpha Golf Echo, he's on YouTube there, and he shows you how to use a handheld radio with a 2-meter 440 beam from handheld antenna beam from airline antenna, and allow you to be able to receive satellites, and that shows you the software and everything that you can do. But yeah, you can receive satellites off of a rubber duck antenna on the radio as it passes over as long as you're on the right frequencies. NAPC.
All righty, NAPC, thank you for that comment. KR4, I don't have, see, I've lost your call here. So, KR4, Charlie Delta Tango, does that answer your question?
Yes, that does. This is KR4CDT. Thank you for the information.
Okay, I thank you there. All right, any other stations with any comments for the about receiving satellite transmissions?
Kilo Juliet 5, Kilo Uniform X-ray with comment.
All right, go ahead there, Kilo Juliet 5, Kilo Uniform X-ray. Go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, my call sign is a bit of a mouthful. I stumble over it often. I was just going to mention to the gentleman, I'm also interested in trying to, you know, receive a signal from a satellite, and I've been doing a little bit of looking up, and from what I've read, a Yagi antenna, which is one that allows you to receive in a direction. It's a directional antenna, gets additional gain in a specific area. That can help you localize the signal and track it and follow it through the sky. And those are relatively inexpensive on Amazon, and you could use that, replace your rubber ducky with that, and probably increase the likelihood of success. Anyway, KJ5KUX, back to net.
All right, KJ5KUX from K4CUP. What about the tape line antenna, the one that's made with tape line? And you make it, I'm assuming, like in a Yagi. Do you have any input about the tape line antenna for receive? I know a lot of people use them for fox hunts. Rick, KJ5KUX from K4CUP. Have you ever experimented with a tape line antenna?
I have not, but I've seen what you're referring to, and I do believe it's exactly that. They use the tape measure as the elements for a Yagi directional antenna, so essentially doing the same. I'd suggest, and this is the route that I'm taking, since I'm very new to the craft, to eliminate that as one of the problems in my experiment, I decided to purchase one off of Amazon. I think it was, you know, under $40. And I haven't used it for the experiment yet, but I think that'll, you know, be a better idea than trying to build one first. But, yes, I've seen that online. KJ5KUX, back to net.
Q1QXL with a comment.
All right, go ahead with your comment. This is K4CUP.
KC1QXL with a comment. I've worked the International Space Station and the crossband repeater
A Yagi and a beam is the same antenna. It offers the signal in one direction, and it goes from there. I do have handheld antennas. Like I said, the aerial antenna has one. It's a dual band. It's got 2 meter and 440, and you just have to play with it and everything else. And what the other thing is a lot of the antennas are circular polarized or otherwise you can go with, like, they call M-squared satellite, which is called the LEO pack antennas. It gets to be up there in price, but you get the kind of general idea with a 2 meter 440 antenna. Then you have to, they set up the special rotors and controllers to track the satellite as it goes overhead, depending on what radio you're using. But just for handheld use, with a handheld radio, 2 meter Yagi or Beam is what it's called. Yagi and Beam is the same thing. You can use that to receive, and if that's what you want to do, is receive it. Because usually you uplink on 440, you downlink on 2 meter. But you also have to remember to change that frequency every so often to be able to hear it because of Doppler shift. It will change frequency as it goes through the it's traveling about 17,500 mile an hour. So you definitely have to keep track of that. So you might have to change frequencies a little bit. But there's a lot of stuff out there, especially if you go on the AMSAT website, AMSAT. AMSAT website gives you a lot of useful information. NAPC.
NAPC, thank you for that information there, Brad. And, KC1QXL, go ahead with your comment. KC1QXL, are you there? Well, I guess he kind of got stepped on there by... a little bit, but I heard him say something there about the antenna, and then he kind of just disappeared. But I'm going to call him one more time. KC1QXL. Derek, are you there? Okay, I'm not hearing him there, so maybe he will come back and recheck here in a minute with his comment. So, all right, this is K4CUP, your net control. We're getting ready to go to the top of the hour. I'm going to call on my buddy up there, Chris, up in...